Joining us now is the coach of the South Australian under-19s. Good news, they've got another game, and it is a big one. He joins us to tell us all about it. Bangers, thanks for your time, buddy.
No problems. It's good to talk to you both again.
How'd the last one go? Not great from all reports. Can you take us through that first before we get to this next one that we've got a shot at redemption?
Yeah, no, it was a tough day at the office, I think, in coaching terms. We were really slow out of the box against a really strong and aggressive Western Australian team at Lath Lane last time we played them, which was, what is it, that's 4 weeks ago now, I think. We were disappointed. We got better as the game went on, but the damage was done early. They just took far too many marks, and we've got to try and reduce their uncontested mark count. We're okay in contest, and we're okay in clearance, but their offence, we just didn't close it down early enough. So we'll be better prepared for this game. The boys have come off some finals, and they're all in good form, and we've learned a few lessons from game one. So we hope that we can go over there and put on a good show for SA.
What's the balance, mate, between coaching them really hard but understanding, you know, what the kids are there for? Has that been tricky throughout the role, which you've been doing for a while now?
Yeah, it's always a bit of a juggling act, Kane. When you speak to the players at the start of the program and you ask them to provide clarity to you as a coach and as a coaching group as to what they want to get out of the program, I can tell you now that 9 out of 10 players says they want to win. And the second in line is to, showcase their skills to AFL clubs. And generally the third thing that they want is to have some fun. So, we make those things a priority for us as a coaching group. We explain the importance of playing their role within a team environment. And, AFL clubs are really interested in how these guys perform when you give them the specific jobs to do, because that's essentially what they're going to have to do when they get into the highest level. But at every time we can, we encourage the boys to showcase their weapons and their skill sets. And we hope that our boys get a chance to do that on the biggest stage in the AFL calendar on tomorrow at the Optus Stadium.
And Bangers, obviously, I suppose, if you would call it, the headliner is Jason Horne-Francis, who won't be there. Can you take us through the kids who won't be playing for you because of sample commitments?
Yeah, so obviously Jason and Matty Roberts are well and truly entrenched and both playing great footy for the Panthers league side at the moment. And they'll be playing tonight in the prelim final against Glenelg. And I'm sure all of us will be watching the live stream from Perth to see how that game unfolds. So those guys are proving to be consistent and really high quality league footballers. And hopefully they can keep going and get into a sample grand final. We've got a couple of other boys who are involved. Braden Calvert's involved in the reserve grade grand final for the Eagles. And Lucas Whitelam is a kid from, he was actually the captain of Sacred Heart this year and at Central Districts. He'll play for Centrals in the reserves final as well. But the rest of the players, well, there are a few who we've put a line through them because they've got injuries. Either they'll keep them out for 1 or 2 weeks or some of them are ruled out for the year. So we've got a squad of about 35 from memory at the moment. We had about 31 to pick from for this trip.
Mate, can you just give us some information, particularly with the national champions without the Victorian clubs? How's that all come about? What's the plan and process?
Oh, Hazy, I think the AFL have just put away the idea of having an official national championships where someone is deemed the winner. I think we're just playing for showcase and give these kids an experience at a higher level. If it turns out the way the AFL have planned it, SA and WA will play 3 games against each other. We will play the Allies once, and that will be the Allies' only game. And then I think the AFL are still hopeful that Victoria Metro will play Victoria Country at some stage in October. So, yeah, I think the national champs, in its traditional format, is done for this year.
So, I mean, across the board, we've been very lucky in South Australia. WA's been lucky as well. But across the board, are these kids... have they played enough footy to get a real crack at it next year, particularly if they go into clubs? Are they a step behind, or can you see a lot of these Victorian teams or kids potentially going on and playing AFL footy next year? How much of a hindrance could it be?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that's the question that all the AFL recruiters were asking themselves this time last year. We really do feel sorry and have an enormous amount of empathy for those boys in Victoria. and talking to Tark and Lockyer consistently over the last month or so about how those boys are coping over there, and the TAC Cup clubs and the state programs, yeah, they've had a rough trot, that's for sure. So our thoughts and wishes are with them for sure. The AFL clubs will still take the best players in Victoria, though. Hazy, I think we saw that last year. Yeah. But I think AFL clubs will just have to be mindful of how they expose them to AFL training loads so early in their first year, given that they've done very little for 2 years. So it'll be a player management thing, but the talent will always get drafted, mate. I think we've seen that in past years. If there's a player in round three that, you know, there's a SA boy over here who's played consistently well and for 2 years, and then there's a kid in Victoria who AFL clubs rate the same, then I'm pretty sure that the SA boy might get a look in just because he's been playing. That's something that we hope to take advantage of come draft time. But yeah, we really do feel for the Allies, for the Victorian boys. We've actually had, this week we've got four Allies boys train with us, believe it or not. We've got four boys who are in the GWS Academy. Greater Western Sydney Academy, and they've been actually living in Perth. They're living in Perth with the GWS squad for a couple of weeks during finals, and when they fell out of finals, they flew to Adelaide, knowing that they'd have a national game to play against us, and they've been training with us, four boys, which is a little bit unusual for them, but it's good that they can get in and have a kick in the team environment. And they've told me some of their stories about what they experienced over the past few months. And, yeah, it's just terrible, the impact in their life that COVID's had. And, we're very, very lucky here in SA. So we haven't taken anything for granted, that's for sure.
Hmm. Well, it's amazing. You're playing like on grand final day. How's the excitement? What's the itinerary been like? Have you had guest speakers? I mean, how have you tried to maximise this experience for the players?
Oh, fair dinkum. Can you believe it? We're playing a game as a curtain raiser to the AFL grand final. We're all still pinching ourselves, to be honest with you. It probably hasn't really sunk in until probably the last 2 days, because deep down I was thinking, oh, something's going to happen here, we'll get pushed and blah, blah, blah. But no, it's happening, and the boys are absolutely jumping out of their skin to get over there and put on a good show. The itinerary is we're flying out. We couldn't all get on the same flight today, so we've got half going this morning. I'm going at the 11 o'clock flight, and the next group's coming, I think it's 12:15. So I'll have half the players with me, and then some support staff, and then other coaches will bring the rest of the players after that. We're staying down in Frio because that's the only place we could get accommodation. And then we'll play on grand final day. We can't use the change rooms at Optus. We have to get changed over at the Wacker, which isn't too far away, but the AFL have organised a bus for us to get from the Wacker to the Oval, walk on the deck, have a quick team photo, quick 10-minute warm-up, and go and play. And then we go back to the Wacker after that, have a shower, get changed, and then we're so fortunate to get tickets to the AFL Grand Final. And then back home on Sunday. So, yeah, we're unbelievably excited.
How good, mate. Well, it's an amazing experience. I'm glad it has eventuated. And there's not only can the kids get a game of footy, but the biggest game of all, and they'll remember it for a lifetime. Good luck to you, buddy. We appreciate your time as always. And I might see you over here, Bangers. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, no worries. See ya. Good to talk.